A small bamboo forest grows at the end of my street. As I walk past it every day, I admire the firmly rooted stalks, the way they tower over the houses and cars. When the wind blows, however, the bamboo does not remain stiff. It sways. Rigidity would make the stalk break, but flexibility makes it strong. The Founding Fathers knew the United States would face unpredictable challenges long after they were gone. Indeed, America today looks drastically different from the America our founders knew. But the founders expected changes to occur. They crafted a flexible constitution, one that ensured the country could remain strong no matter what it faced, because they knew rigidity would only cause the country to crumble. We fulfill the vision of our founders every time we allow our country to grow. Through our utilization of the elastic clause and the amendment process, we have established the type of country our founders intended, one that can sway with the wind rather than succumb to it. One of the most prominent examples of constitutional flexibility can be seen in the Necessary and Proper Clause of the Constitution. In Article 1, Section 8, the founders wrote, quote, "The Congress shall have power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers," unquote. Federalists viewed the clause and the flexibility it creates as essential to the success of the nation. In Federalist 44, Madison even contends that the Constitution would be a dead letter without the elastic clause. Not only did this clause uphold the creation of the National Bank in McCulloch v. Maryland, but it has continued to affect U.S. policy today. As recently as 2010, the Supreme Court used the Necessary and Proper Clause to support the continued detainment of dangerous offenders who have completed their prison terms. Child labor laws, food safety regulation, Medicare. These policies would not be possible without congressional enumerated powers. Although the founders could not have predicted these changes back when the Constitution was written, they included the clause to ensure that the country could adapt over time. With every challenge America faced, the clause provided the flexibility we needed to grow stronger. By using the Necessary and Proper Clause to make new legislation and respond to new issues, the United States has aligned itself with the founders' vision of a flexible yet strong government. The amendment process also illustrates the way the founders anticipated change. The amendments that have been made to the Constitution have been essential responses to developments in U.S. history. For example, the Civil War and Reconstruction era brought massive socio-political changes. The founders could not have anticipated the Civil War, but they did anticipate future generations needing a way to amend the Constitution. As a result, Congress successfully passed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, all of which furthered the rights of Black Americans in response to the oppression they faced. Nearly a century later, American youth protested the fact that they could be drafted for the Vietnam War at age 18, but they could not vote until age 21. Once again, the government took the opportunity to strengthen the country by changing the Constitution in response to the protest of the time. The 26th Amendment lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. By taking advantage of the amendment process in response to the evolving political and social environment, we have effectively created a country for which the founders would have hoped. Our nation is strong and flexible enough to stand the test of time. One can never know when a gust of wind will blow, but one must be flexible and prepare for that gust nonetheless. Rigidity will break us. Adaptability sustains us. The founders knew the United States would have to respond effectively to different challenges over time. They did not fear change. Instead, they equipped us with a Necessary and Proper Clause as well as the amendment process to ensure that the country could evolve alongside us. Whenever America is faced with unprecedented challenges, we do not break. We sway with the wind, allowing our country to evolve alongside our society.